It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ronda Rousey just became the first female inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. Here's a clip from her speech talking about being the UFC Women's Champion.
I look around and think, together we built this. This division, this sport, this revolution. Together, we have redefined what it means to be strong, to be sexy. We changed what it means to fight like a girl.
The head vocalist in rock band Panic at the Disco has come out as pansexual. Brendan Urie opened up about his sexuality in a recent interview in Paper Magazine. He's married to a woman, but he told the magazine that it's the person, not the gender, that he's attracted to. He said, if a person is great, then a person is great. I just like good people. If your heart's in the right place, I'm definitely attracted to men. It's just people that I am attracted to. The news should not come as a real shock to Panic fans. The band's song, Girls, Girls, Boys, about a woman who loves men and women, won praise from the LGBT community when it appeared on their fourth studio album back in 2013. Pansexual means basically what he said, you're attracted to who someone is on the inside, like their personality and things like that, versus their sexuality. So they could be gender fluid, trans, man, woman, anything.
I'm glad you explained that, because I mean, it wasn't me, but I mean, some people probably think it means that you're attracted to pots and pans. I didn't think
some people might,
but now we know.
Jamie Foxx won't face any charges for allegedly striking a woman in the face with his privates back in 2002. The case has been closed. According to the authorities in Las Vegas, criminally, Fox is in the clear because the statute of limitations of 3 years has run out. The case was previously listed as an open investigation. As for a civil suit, the statute of limitations has also run out. The woman accused Fox of assaulting her 16 years ago at a party at his place when he tried to get her to perform a sex act on him. She claims that she refused, and then that's when he slapped her in the face with his privates. Will Smith says he and wife Jada Pinkett Smith don't even say that they're married anymore. The rapper and actor explained, we refer to ourselves as life partners. When you get into that space where you realize you are literally with somebody for the rest of your life, there's no deal breakers. There's nothing she could do ever. Nothing would break our relationship. She is my support till death, and it feels so good to get to that space where you're not complaining and worrying and demanding that a person be a certain thing. Will also said that this right now is the best time of my life ever. I've never been happier. The couple has been married since 97 and have two kids together. They've been hit with divorce rumors off and on for years, but both Will and Jada have made it clear that it's never going to happen. Now, it looks like Chance the Rapper proposed to his girlfriend, Kirsten, at their 4th of July barbecue. The couple's been together since 2013, and they share a daughter, so there was that engagement. And then, of course, Justin Bieber and Hailey Baldwin are engaged.
As long as you love me, I'll be your platinum, I'll be your silver, I'll be your gold.
So everyone was at this restaurant in the Bahamas on Saturday when Biebs proposed. They were doing some salsa dancing when Justin's security told everyone to put their phones away because something special was about to happen. Justin then proposed to Hailey in front of everyone. There's no word on exactly how big the ring is, but there are pictures that came out, and the ring is huge. It's like an oval-shaped diamond. Sources say the proposal makes sense for them because even though it's a kind of a surprise, it's really not. Justin has been extremely happy these past few weeks. He's known Hailey for a long time. This might seem sudden, but they've known each other. They know each other very well. Selena Gomez has not commented on the engagement. She's been relaxing and hanging out with friends on a boat. Hailey and Justin started dating months after Justin and Selena called it quits after rekindling. A source said that Selena is not fazed by Bieber and Baldwin and truly did not care that they went public with their relationship. Selena is focused on herself and doesn't have time for any distractions. Oprah Winfrey talked about Googling herself for the first time.
I Googled myself the other day for the first time. I was like, I am so impressed with myself. This is what I didn't know, that I was first African-American self-made billionaire. Did not know that. Donated more to charity in the 20th century than any other African-American. I said, this is really good, really good.
And Ariana Grande is conflicted over the joke that Pete Davidson made about the terrorist bombing at her Manchester concert last year. Days after Pete Davidson's October 2017 joke resurfaced, she responded on Twitter to a fan who asked why she's engaged to him still after he made light of a situation that left her so broken. She tweeted, "This has been very tough and conflicting on my heart. He uses comedy to help people feel better about how messed up things in this world are. We all deal with trauma differently. I, of course, didn't find it funny. It was months ago, and his intention wasn't/is never malicious, but it was unfortunate. That is the garbage."
Thank you very much, Alex.